感谢主耶稣，我们圣公人演讲席会可以在我们园林教会来举开。
We thank the Lord that we could have the Holy Worker Personnel Seminar here in the Garden Grove Church.
早上我们来分享薪火的传承。
And today we'd like to share the topic passing on the mission.
我们知道，如果一根蜡烛它自己的一根两头烧烧完就没有了。
And we know that if a candle is burning on both sides, once it reaches the fire reaches each other, there will be no more candle left.
但是如果这根蜡烛能够传给其他的蜡烛我们会觉得到最后一直传整个成为蜡烛的海一样。
We know that if we pass on the flame of this candle to another candle, and so on, then we'll have a sea of candles.
就好像你每次从洛杉矶坐飞机要降落在晚上看到整个洛杉矶市灯火非常的漂亮。
Just as if you're on a plane or landing into LAX, you'll see that in the nighttime it will be full of lights.
这个我们蜡烛的火一直传递下去就是那么漂亮。
If you could pass on the flame of the candle, then it will be as beautiful.
所以我们做圣工不要自己一个人来做。
And so when we're doing the holy work, we shouldn't do them by ourselves.
我们要把我们的光跟热来影响其他的人。
And we should allow our light and our heat to affect other people as well.
让更多的人来为主耶稣燃烧。
So that more people can burn for the Lord Jesus.
因为那个价值是存到永恒的。
Because the value of this will be forever.
那说我们说要薪火传承，到底要传承什么呢？
And so when we say pass on the mission, what do we pass on?
我们根据圣经来谈几点
We'd like to talk about a few points according to the Bible.
我们来谈一谈生命的传承。
And first, we'd like to talk about passing on the life.
我们谈一谈信仰的传承。
And the passing on the faith.
我们谈一谈真理的传承。
And passing on the truth.
我们谈一谈福音的传承。
And passing on the gospel.
我们谈一谈侍奉的传承。
And passing on the servitude.
我们再谈一谈这个经验的传承。
And also passing on the experience.
愿主耶稣能够让我们从里面得到学习。
And may the Lord allow us to learn from these.
我们先来谈生命的传承。
First of all, let's talk about passing on life.
我们注意到圣经上告诉我们有两种生命。
And the Bible tells us there's two kinds of life.
这表现在两种家谱上面。
And this is shown in two genealogies.
我们看创世纪的第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第四章就谈到该隐献祭，后来没有蒙悦纳。
And chapter 4 talks about the sacrifice of Cain, which was not accepted.
后来他就娶妻生子。
And then later on, he was married and he had children.
该隐他是离开神的面的人。
And Cain was one who left the Lord.
娶妻生子，后来在地上建立了文明。
And he married and had children and established a society on earth.
在第二十节的时候提到说呢，这个亚巴就是住帐篷牧养牲畜之人的祖师。
And in verse 20 it says Jabal was the father of he who lived in tents.
另外一个是弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And the other was the father of those who played music.
另外一个是铜铁利器的一个祖师。
And the other was the father of those who forged all kinds of tools.
我们知道该隐已经离开神的面，算人的儿子。
You know that Cain has left the face of the Lord and became the son of man.
人的儿子在地上建立文明。
And the son of man was to establish a society on earth.
有一种工业文明，有娱乐的文明。
And there's the industrial culture and also the entertainment culture.
但是这些文明带给他们也是一种凶杀、不平安的暴力的社会。
And these culture brought to them a violent society.
所以第二十四节说，若杀该隐的要遭七倍杀那麦的必遭七十个七倍。
And so in verse 24 it says, if Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech avenged 77 times.
这样的生命反映在现在大部分人活在世界一般人的生命就是这样子。
And this reflects the life of people today.
我们追求娱乐。
We pursue after entertainment.
我们追求成功。
We pursue after success.
我们追求被人家认定。
We pursue being recognized by others.
但是这样一个社会的发展，就是充满暴力、不和谐、平安、竞争的一个社会。
But the progression of this kind of society is violence and unrest.
我们都希望我们不是只有活在今生有指望的人。
We hope that we're not those who only live for the hope of this world.
虽然在世上活得轰轰烈烈。
And you may live an exciting life in this world.
就好像鲜花开过一样。
You'll be just like a flower that blooms.
但是鲜花会凋，花会凋谢，草会枯干的。
But the flowers will wither away.
那是另外一种家谱啊，这记载在第五章里面。
Another genealogy is recorded in chapter 5.
第五章第二节啦，特别记载啊，这些人造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们做人。
In verse 2, he created them male and female and blessed them, and they were created, they called them man.
这些第五章的家谱是照神的形象来生活的一群人。
And the genealogy in chapter 5 is those who were made in the image of God.
这些家谱呢都没有记载他们在世间有多么成功的生活。
And these genealogies do not record what they did in this world.
我们来读几节做代表。
Let's read a few verses.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
亚当生赛特之后又再世八百年。
And after Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years.
并且生儿养女。
And had other sons and daughters.
第五节。
Verse 5.
亚当共活了930岁就死了。
Altogether, Adam lived 930 years, and then he died.
从这里读下去，他同样一个 pattern, 一个形态，都是记载，这个人他活了几年，那生儿养女。
And the pattern that goes on from here is how long the person lived and he had children.
活到几岁就死了。
And after he lived till a certain age, he died.
但是他生了什么样一个人？
But it also records who he gave birth to.
这个就是一个生命的传承。
And this is the passing on of life.
这个不只是传承肉体的生命。
This is not only passing on the physical life.
这是传承神的形象。
But this is also passing on the image of God.
这是把神的价值，把神的光辉，把神的所要人做的东西呢，带在世上来。
And this is to bring the value and the glory of God unto the man of this world.
这些人像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样。
And these people are like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
虽然他们在世上也算成功。
Although they are considered successful in this world.
但是神没有，圣经上没这里没有记载他们在世上到底有多成功。
But here does not record how successful they were in this world.
其实他们的成功就是把他们的生命传续下去。
And their success is that they have passed on their life.
让神的光辉在后代的世人可以继续看到神的光辉。
So that the glory of the Lord may be seen in the future generation.
所以今天我们的生命要传下去。
And so today we must pass on the life.
我们属灵的价值要传下去，传给我们的后代。
We must pass on our spiritual values to our future generation.
我们看马拉基书二章的十五节。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
马拉基书二章的十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
马拉基书二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节，虽然神有灵的余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？
And has not the Lord made them one, in flesh and spirit, and why one?
为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿意人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所起的妻。
And because he was seeking godly offspring, so guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth.
这边提到说神有可以一下子造出现在这么多的人。
And here it says that the Lord can make all of these people.
为什么神要不这样做呢？
But why didn't the Lord do this?
是愿意人得虔诚的后裔。
It's so that man can have godly offspring.
所以今天我们除非我们有一个崇高的理想要生这个属灵的儿女
And so unless we have this a high hope of having a godly offspring,
或者是有其他不得抗拒的因素
or if we have other reasons that we cannot resist,
我们在主里面应该鼓励大家生养虔诚的后代。
We must encourage everyone to have godly offsprings in the Lord.
因为你的生命价值才有人来继承，你那个价值，神的价值才有人继承下去。
And only then can the value of the Lord be passed on.
这是我们做人一个应尽的一个基本的本分。
And this is one of the duties of man.
这也是神给人的一个福气。
And this is also a blessing that the Lord gives to man.
所以圣经上讲，儿女是神所赐给人的产业。
And so the Bible says that our children are the inheritance from God.
如果神说要送给你一栋房屋。
And if God is to give you a house,
因为它是一种产业。
Because it is an inheritance.
你说谢谢，我接受了。
You will say, thank you, I accept this.
神说要送给你儿女。
And if the Lord says, I will give you children.
你说 no thank you, 我不要。
You say no thank you.
它也是产业，为什么不要呢？
And it is also inheritance, why do you not want it?
因为我们人很精这个产业成本太高。
And because we're very crafty, and we say this, this inheritance.
算一算，从小时候到大的这个教育费，哇，这个不行，这种产业我不要。
And you calculate the expenses you must spend, and you say you do not want this inheritance.
其实我们真的不用太会算，哦，太会算没有办法走天国路啊。
And we shouldn't be so calculating because if we do so, we cannot walk on the path to heaven.
以色列人走旷野路啊，如果摩西要算啊，要给他们早餐吃、中餐吃，你仔细算一算，摩西算一算，想一想，这个太难，这个每天要吃这么多饭，我哪里有办法来啊提供他们呢？
If Moses calculated expenses of leading the Israelites, he probably would not have done it.
啊，所以啊，其实啊，有一个妈妈讲一句很有智慧的话。
And there was a mother who said something very wise.
她说孩子自己会带米来人间呢。
She said that the children will bring themselves to the world. They will bring their own food to the world.
他们自己会带粮过来了。
And they will bring their own food.
真的有些父母亲啊，真的有这样的体验。
And there are some parents who have this experience.
是神在照顾人，人哪里有办法照顾人呢？
And it is God who is taking care of man. How can man take care of another?
有一个弟兄啊，他挣扎很久，要不要？他是在国外，要不要送他的儿子到美国？那他要读美国一个 Ivy League 的学校，很贵。他很挣扎，我有办法真的送他读这么贵的学校吗？
And there was a brother who was in another country. He wondered whether or not to send his child to the United States to the Ivy League school.
几年之后我们再遇到他。
And a few years later, we met him again.
他讲了一句很感慨的话。
And he said something out of his experience.
他说，我知道我孩子出去念可以帮助神很多的事情了。
And he said he knows that if his children came to the United States, he could help the Lord.
所以呢，他就说好了，就让他去。
And so he said he let him come to the States.
想不到让孩子出去出国之后呢，他的生意反而好起来。
And when his child came to the United States, his business took off.
所以他觉得是他托儿子的福啊，不是儿子托他的福了。
And so he felt that he was blessed by his children, not the other way around.
所以是神在养人，不是人在养人。
So it is God who is taking care of us,
not
the other way around.
我们要把生命啊，神的价值啊，把它传承下去。
And so we must pass on the life and the value of the Lord.
记得小弟有一次来我们这边主持灵恩布道会啊，那好几年前。
I remember a few years ago, I was here for spiritual convocation.
那一年你们受洗了十几个婴孩哦，如果没有记错的话。
And that year, I believe there was over 10 babies were baptized.
说哇，很感谢主了。
And so we thank the Lord.
那我听说是一个长老几年前来到我们这里，鼓励大家要为主耶稣生产，所以年轻人都听进去了。
And I heard that it was because the elder came and encouraged that we must have children for the Lord.
所以那一年很多人受洗。
And so that year, many children were baptized.
所以神的生命要传承下去。
And so we must pass on the life of the Lord.
那第二点，我们来谈一谈信仰也要传承下去。
And secondly, we must pass on the faith.
我们看出埃及记三章的第六节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
出埃及记三章的第六节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
这是神对摩西的一个神的一个介绍了。
And this is an introduction of the Lord to Moses.
第六节
Verse 6.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯兰的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神。
And then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
摩西介绍他是三代人的一个神。
And here God said that he is the God of three generations.
也是你父亲的神。
And he is also the God of your father.
神不只是这样一次介绍哦。
And God not only introduced himself this way
once. 我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说。
And God said to Moses, say to the Israelites.
主你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
The Lord, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
是他打发我到你们这里来的啦。
And has sent me to you.
我的名是直到永远的哈。
This is my name forever.
所以神一直介绍，他是一种让你们信仰一直从一代传到一代的神。
And so God introduces himself as one whose faith will be passed on from generation to generation.
我们刚刚提到说你要生孩子。
And we have said that you must have children.
但是如果你的孩子没有信仰，我们只是制造地义之子而已。
If our children do not have faith, then we're only producing the children of the
world. 我们既然把孩子带到教会来受洗。
And if we bring our children to the church to be baptized.
这是我们跟神面前的一个 promise, 一个励志。
And this is a promise and a determination before the Lord.
我要带他在教会里面长大。
That I will lead him to grow up in the church.
我要带他去参加家庭聚会。
I will bring him to the family services.
带他参加 RE 的系统。
I will bring him to the RE system.
带他能够到神训班毕业。
I will bring him so that he will graduate from theological
seminars. 将来他可以服侍神。
So that he may serve the Lord.
这是我们在神面前的一个立志，要把信仰传承下去。
This is our determination to, before the Lord to pass on our faith.
真的神很在乎啊，我们的信仰有没有传下去。
And the Lord really cares whether or not our faith is passed on.
我们知道神为什么把雅各家七十人带到埃及地去呢？
And why did the Lord take the whole family of Jacob into Egypt?
当然有很多原因啊，比如说这个他们没有饭吃啊。
And there are many reasons. For example, they had no food to eat.
比如说迦南人的罪恶还没有满盈。
And for example, this is because the sin of the Canaanites.
其实还有一个很重要的原因呢。
But there is one important reason.
你仔细看。
If you look at it carefully,
雅各的孩子开始都在娶迦南女子了。
That the children of Jacob were marrying the daughters of Canaan.
那迦南女子那个文化拜偶像的文化很强，神很怕这个雅各的孩子通通被偶像化了。
And the Canaanites had a very strong culture worshiping idols, so the Lord was afraid of their children.
神知道啊，只要以色列人到埃及地去啊，以色列人牧牛羊，埃及人的神刚好是牛羊，所以绝对不会跟埃及人掺杂的。
And the Lord knew that if he brings the Israelites to Egypt, their culture would not mix.
因为他们是拜牛羊的啦。
And because they worship the livestock.
他们是吃牛羊的。你怎么可以吃我们的神呢？所以以色列人就不会再跟外邦人他们这样掺杂。
And because the Israelites will eat the livestock, so their faith will not mix.
所以神很重视这个信仰能够保存下来。
And so the Lord looks very heavily upon keeping the faith.
为什么神要把以色列人带出埃及地去？
Why did the Lord bring the Israelites out into Egypt?
当然有很多其他的原因，比如说埃及人的罪恶满盈，这个迦南人的罪恶满盈了。
And there are many reasons. It could be that the sin of the Canaanites were great.
但是其中一个很重要的原因就是，他们经过四百年之后呢，高等文化慢慢影响这些低等文化了。
And after 400 years, the culture, high culture, is affecting the lower cultures.
我们都知道，埃及是古文明帝国。
And we know that Egypt is one with a great history.
他们的数学、他们的建筑、他们的木乃伊，他们一切都是优越于这个以色列民族的。
And their science and their culture was beyond that of the Israelites.
有时候小弟去夏威夷啊。
And sometimes might go to Hawaii.
我问小朋友，你们喜欢吃 poi 还是喜欢吃 McDonald?
And I ask them, do you like poi or do you like McDonald?
其实 poi 是他们的传统文化， poi 就是那种芋头糕啊。他们以前他们小时候啊，小时候没东西喂，都是喂那个芋头糕啊，喂这个东西的。
And poi is one of their traditional food, made from taro, and this is what they ate when they were little.
结果大家当然都是喜欢吃麦当劳啊。
And all of them say they like to eat McDonald's.
当然就是看到高等文化都把低等文化吃掉了。
And because these newer cultures are taking over the old.
所以你看以色列百姓出埃及那个走迦南地走旷野路啊，他们的心在埃及，埃及的文明，所以他们的思想其实慢慢埃及化了。
And you can see that the Israelites, when they were in the desert, their heart was still in Egypt.
所以神要把他们带出来。
And so the Lord wanted to take them out of this
place, 让他们信仰可以继续的保存下去。
So that their faith may be kept.
所以今天呢，我们真的要注重我们信仰的传承。
And so today we must emphasize passing on the faith.
箴言二十二章第六节说，我们要教养孩子，使他走当走的路，就是到老也不会偏离。
In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, it says that we must teach our children the way they ought to walk, so they will not deviate when they're old.
那个诗篇里面、圣经里面呢、很多经文呢、一直的纯纯的跟我们告诫。我们要把神的恩惠传给我们下一代。
And the Bible tells us in many places that we must pass on the grace of the Lord to our next generation.
我们看诗篇的七十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇的七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇七十八篇第四节。
Psalm 78, verse 4.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒。要将主的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。请读。
And we shall not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deed of the Lord, his power and the wonder he has done.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。
he decreed statutes with Jacob and established the laws of Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach our children.
所以神一直吩咐我们要把神的恩惠传给我们的祖宗。
And so the Lord tells us that we must pass on the grace of the Lord to our children.
为什么呢?
Why is this?
第六节,
Verse 6.
使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得他们也起来告诉他们的子孙。
So the next generation will know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn will tell their children.
啊，所以我们要把信仰从子孙一直传，传到我们子孙的子孙。
So we must pass on our faith to our children and to their children.
我们说美国没有道德教育。
And we say that the United States do not have moral education.
啊，所以送孩子到教会里面来学道德。
So we must send the children to the church to learn morals.
其实到教会不是学道德而已。
But to come to a church is not only to learn morals.
到教会是把神的价值、把神的观念、把敬畏的心一代一代的传下去。
To come to church, we must have the values of the Lord, and also to teach them to fear the Lord.
所以我们看到很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们的决定很感动我们。
And we see that many brothers and sisters, the decisions will touch us.
啊，这次啊，在伯恩教会啊，上个礼拜有 Parents Day 哦，一个妈妈做见证。
And last week in Baldwin Park Church, they had Parents' Day, and the mother gave testimony.
他说啊，他们从台湾移民过来。他说他们在台湾的补习非常的补习的风气啊，很盛。
And she said they immigrated from Taiwan. They had a culture of studying after school.
老师啊，甚至都会在礼拜六给孩子来补习。
And the teachers will even have the children study on Saturday.
他就跟孩子讲说，礼拜六是属神的，我们不要补习。
And she said to her children that Saturday belongs to the Lord. We do not study.
啊，老师还打电话来说，你们的孩子为什么这么特别？人家其他的班级每个人都来，为什么你们孩子就不来呢？
And the teacher would call and say, "Why is that your children are not at school? All the other children are at school."
妈妈就很坦白，她说，我觉得宗教教育比学校的教育更重要。
And the mother said that I feel religious education is more important than education from the school.
真的，我们看到他们的孩子真的很乖啊，哦。
And so we see that children are very obedient.
只要神给人恩惠，其实这是更重要的，不是说我们学问有多高。
And it's more important for us to receive the grace of the Lord rather than the intelligence.
我们看到我们在美国大家都非常的自由。
And we see that in the United States, everyone is very free.
我们的思想都很 liberal, 我们的思想都很自我。
And we all have very liberal thinking.
所以很多的爸爸妈妈觉得我不应该为我的孩子来决定信仰，就好像他很讨厌他爸爸妈妈小时候就把他拿去受洗一样。
So some parents will say that I shouldn't decide the faith for my children.
可是我们看到这样的一个决定啊，到最后其实只是害了这个孩子的未来而已。
But we see this kind of decision only will only damage the future of this child.
啊，你让孩子选择学校有趣的活动跟那种拜神，如果没有进到灵里面呢，啊，那种不是看起来非常活跃的一个活动，孩子自然会选择其他的地方啊。
And if you ask your children to choose between school and church, they will often choose what's more fun.
啊，所以我们真的。要把信仰传承下去。
And so we must pass on the faith.
要注重这个使命的传承。
We must emphasize the passing on of this commission.
今天呢，我们除了信仰以外呢，我们更要注重真理的持守，真理的传承。
And aside from faith, we must also pass on the truth.
今天教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
And the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
我们看提摩太前书四章第一。四章的第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
提摩太前书四章的第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
四章一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
圣灵明说，在末后的时候，必有人离去真道，随从引诱人的邪灵跟魔鬼的道理。
And the Spirit clearly says in the later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
保罗一直提醒提摩太啊，你知道在未来的日子这种事情会发生的。
And Paul reminded Timothy that this will happen in the future.
我们看提摩太后书一章的十三节、十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13 and 14.
提摩太后书一章十三节、十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
你从我听到那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
And what you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with the faith and love of the Christ Jesus.
十四节。
Verse 14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。
And guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you.Guarded with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
今天啊，你知道这个真理，一个教义到现代啊，我们有五万个教会啊，在谈解释教义都是不一样的。
And in this Bible, there's over 50,000 churches that explain it in different ways.
那为什么会这样呢？因为 原来那个纯正的规模没有真的把它保持下来。
And why is this? It's because that the true organization was not kept.
当政治介入教会之后，
When politics comes into church,
很多教义都变了。
Many churches will change.
所以我们今天说，即使奥巴马来到我们园林教会啊，我们都不可以请他讲道理的。
And so we say that even if Obama came to our church, we'll not allow him to speak sermons.
因为一般政治人讲的都是政治的东西啊。
Because most politicians will talk about politics.
我们这里是讲真理的规模啊。
What we talk about here is the truth.
所以我们呢、一定要维持真理的传统。
And so we must keep the tradition of the truth.
我们在解释真理也要很小心。
And we must be very careful in explaining the truth.
我们看提摩太后书二章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。请读。
And do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, the workman who does not need to be ashamed, and one who correctly handles the word of truth.
真的，我们道理不要讲错了。
And we shouldn't speak the wrong truth.
或者会像法利赛人啊，把人带到地狱的地方啊。
Or we'll be like the Pharisees who bring man into hell.
最近我常常听到一种声音，就是已经没有致死的罪啊。很多人都讲没有致死的罪，甚至有时候在教会里面会听到这样的一种声音呢。
And I've been hearing recently that there is no more mortal sins.
如果没有致死的罪，为什么耶稣称犹太是灭亡之子呢？
And if there is no mortal sins, then why is it that the Lord Jesus called Judah the son of destruction?
如果没有致死的罪，为什么启示录讲说那些胆怯的、可憎的、淫乱的、拜偶像的，有第二次的死，要扔到硫磺火湖里面去呢？
And there is no mortal sins, why is it that the Lord said that those who are lazy and adulterous and afraid will be thrown into the second death.
因为这个世代很淫乱啊，很多人被过患所胜。
And because this is an adulterous generation, many are overcome by sin.
所以很怕谈罪的问题，因为谈到罪哦，我们就有罪恶感呢。
And so they're afraid to talk about sin, or else they'll feel guilty.
最近有一个 video 在介绍一个传道人一个牧师叫做 Jose。
And there is a video that introduces a preacher named Jose.
他说没有撒旦，没有地狱，没有罪。
And he said, "There is no Satan, no hell, and no sin."
你知道他的教会发展的很快啊。
We know that his church is growing very quickly.
感谢主了，我们这耶稣教有圣灵。
And we thank the Lord that we have the Holy Spirit.
所以常常讲台啊，如果讲不对啊，弟兄姐妹会反应。
And so if we say something wrong in the pulpit, the brothers and sisters will reflect this.
这是我们感谢神的地方啊。
And this is where we thank the Lord.
但是真的，我们要这教会里面一定要保持真理的规模。
But we must keep on to the tradition of the truth.
或者啊，真理啊，可能在时代里面又消失掉，又变质掉了。
Or else the truth will disappear from this generation.
再来，我们谈一谈，我们也要这个好的道理也要传承下去，福音要传承下去。
Yeah. We must also pass on the gospel.
我们看约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Let's turn to John chapter 12 verse 24.
约翰福音十二章二十四节。
John chapter 12 verse 24.
我们每个人都要有一粒麦子的精神呐、
We must all have the spirit of this one kernel of seed.
十二章二十四节。
Chapter 12 verse 24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，就可以结出许多子粒来。二十五节。
25.
爱惜自己生命的，就丧失生命；在世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。耶稣讲要做一粒麦子。
And the Lord Jesus said, "We must be this kernel of wheat."
因为一粒麦子死了，可以结出好多子粒来。
Because when this kernel of wheat dies, he will grow many more seeds.
所以他勇敢的走向十字架，各个他的路。
And so he bravely walked onto the path of the cross.
你看他一个人结出多少子粒来。
And we could see how many seed that he has produced.
现在世界上有四分之一承认耶稣基督是他们的救主。
And there is 1/4 of the world's population that recognizes the Lord Jesus.
我们这个时代，我们大家都比较重视物质文明，追求享受。
And in this generation, we pursue after the material enjoyment.
所以没有人呢愿意真的把他的生命，很少人愿意真的把他的生命投入为福音的事工去献上。
And there's very few that are willing to give their life to the gospel.
所以我们常常看到有些国家的一些神学院甚至招不到神学生啊。
And we can see in some countries their theological seminaries cannot gain any students.
大家的心都往社会上去了。
Because everyone's heart is towards the society.
但是有时候我们在这个 NYTS 提醒学生们。
So sometimes the NYTS will remind the students.
我说在你们当中，我们说在你们当中哦，我们会看到很多的律师啦，很多的医生啦，很多的这个会计师，很多在社会上很有用的人。
Because we will see many successful, useful people, among you in this society.
但是在你们当中，谁真的愿意把自己献上给神来用呢？
But who among you is willing to give yourself up to the Lord?
我们看看我们美国的啊这些工人。
If we look at the workers in the United States,
我们现在还没有一个在美国长啊，在美国生的啊一个传道人。
And we do not yet have a preacher that is born in the United States.
感谢主，目前有一个啊要献身，他是在美国生的，然后他要读神学院。
And we thank the Lord, there is one who has been committed to give himself.
那我们就想，为什么这个情况会变成这样子呢
？Then we think about why is the situation like this?
因为我们新民来到这里，都是要都是有一个理想，有一个美国梦，有一个理想，有一个梦想。
Because as immigrants, we come here with the American dream.
啊，所以我们把这个梦想也传给我们的下一代。
And so we pass on this dream to our children.
所以我们在世上其实很多人都相当的成功。
And so in this society, there are many people who are successful.
我们在人间呢、啊，就好像这些花一样啊，都非常的艳丽啊，令人羡慕。
In this world, we're just like these flowers are very beautiful and envious to others.
但是啊，这些花都会凋谢的。
But these flowers will one day wither away.
啊，所以我们要让我们的孩子有个新的观念，要把福音啊这个种子要传下去。
And so we must give our children a new thought that is to pass on the gospel.
我小弟注意到一个有趣的现象。
And I've noticed a very interesting phenomenon.
我发觉到一些工人哦，专职工人，如果他们的孩子啊、女儿、女婿啊，如果来当传道，他们都笑得啊，这个嘴巴都合不拢啊。
We know that the holy workers, if their children come to offer themselves to the Lord, they will all be happy.
他们的孩子啊，他们的孩子啊，所以就会接到说，原来真的，他们懂道理的人呐、啊，觉得这个是他们孩子最幸福的啊一条道路的选择。
And those who know the truth, they feel that this is the best choice their children can make.
我们一定要有人呢、啊、来继续传承福音的行列跟事工。
You must have people who will continue the work of the gospel.
我们要祷告，求主耶稣兴起工人，也许就是我们的孩子。
You must ask the Lord to have new workers, and these may be our children.
也许就是我们本身呢、啊。
And these may be ourselves.
我们看约翰福音四章三十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 4 verse 35.
约翰福音四章的三十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 35.
四章三十五节
Chapter 4 verse 35、
啊、这边耶稣、啊、这样讲、啊、
And here the Lord Jesus said
你们岂不是说收割的时候还有四个月吗
And do you not say 4 months more and then there will be harvest
我告诉你们、啊、你们要举目向田观看庄稼已经成熟了
And I tell you open your eyes and look at the fields they are ripe for harvest
是可以收割的啦
It is time for harvest
三十六节
Verse 36
收割的人得工价积蓄五谷到永生
And even now the reapers draw their wages.
啊，叫撒种的跟收割的一同快乐啊。
And even the harvest and crop for life, so that he and the sower and the reaper may
fast
together.
所以说，这个人收割，那个这个人撒种，那个人收割，这话是真的哦。
And thus the saying, one sow another reap is true.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
我差你们去收你们没有劳苦的。别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
I send you to reap what you have not worked for, otherwise have done the hard work.
啊，真的，其实我们现在传福音呢、啊，比早期啊轻松很多。
And preaching the gospel today is much easier compared to.
常常我们的很多朋友，他们心中已经有基督的观念，已经到过其他教会。
And many of our friends already have the foundation of the Lord Jesus.
所以你轻轻一带，只要是神的羊，他就听神的声音。
So if they're the sheep of the Lord, then they will hear the voice of the Lord.
有段时间，伯恩教会到这个Chinatown 的天使公寓去那边做传福音的工作。
And there was a time when the Baldwin Park Church went to Chinatown to a certain apartment complex to preach.
真的很奇妙，有一对母女啊，最近我听他们的见证啊。啊、在其他教会待很久都没有感动，但是每次来到我们那个聚会的场所，一读是一唱是一祷告啊，他都有一种要掉眼泪的感觉。
And there is a family that says they went to many churches but were not touched. But every time they come here, they feel like shedding tears.
这个是神亲自的带领啊，他到我们的教会就有感动啊。
And this is the guidance of the Lord that when they come to our church, they're touched.
所以主耶稣已经其实很多人帮我们撒种了，我们只要。再把对的道理加强，我们就容易收割了。
And many people have already sowed the seed for us, and all we need to do is harvest them.
所以我们要继续的传下去。
So we must continue to preach.
没有传，怎么有人听呢
？And if we do not preach, then no one will hear.
没有听，怎么信呢
？If no one hears, how can they?
没有信，怎么求呢
And how would they not believe? How would they ask?
没有求怎么得恩典呢？
And they do not ask, how would they receive grace?
感谢主，我们现在都很重视祷告。
And we thank the Lord that we emphasize prayer.
很多教会啊，在灵布道之前啊，很多人都禁食两个月。
And many people,
一天一餐。
Before the spiritual convocation, they would fast one meal a day for 2 months.
我们也看到神啊，有时候会动大工啊。
We see that the Lord will do His great work.
上上礼拜吧，应该在尔湾教会有个布道会。
And2 weeks ago in Irvine Church, it was a spiritual convocation.
有一个同龄写一个 email 给小弟说，他们很多人都禁食很久了。
And one of the brothers told me that many people have fasted for a long time.
所以你看到圣灵在那边跟他们做工啊。
And you could see that the Holy Spirit was working with them.
有一个朋友啊，神的灵把他魂把他提出来，看到他过去啊。所有的恶事啊，一幕一幕像电影一样演给他看。
And there was a friend whose spirit was lifted out of him, and the Lord showed him all the evil deeds he had done.
那同时不久他就得到圣灵了。
And not long after he received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们发现到神在做工，可是呢，受洗的人数我们在南加州普遍都很少。
And we see the work of the Lord, but the baptism number of people who are baptized is always very few.
所以不只是祷告，还要有人继续去撒种。
And so we not only need to pray, but we also need to sow the seed.
所以说要行神迹，也要有种子撒下去，才有办法行神迹啊。
And for the Lord Jesus to perform miracles, he must have the seeds.
所以我们求神兴起更多的愿意撒福音的一些种子。
And so we ask the Lord so that we may sow more seeds of the gospel.
真的，我们要学习古代人传福音的精神哦。
And we must learn from those the saints of old who preach the gospel.
有时候我们吃苦的精神不够了。
And sometimes we do not have enough heart to suffer.
我看我们的圣灵月刊这样介绍古代的历史。
And I read about the history of our church and the Holy Spirit.
古代人传福音啊，自己背这个锅子铲子，没有旅馆，睡在人家的这个两顶啊卡吼，那个屋檐下面。
Yeah.
然后呢，左手鼓吹高吹啊，左手吹啊，右手打锣，他们是这样在传福音的。
And people of the earlier times, they will carry their own pots and pans and sleep under people's roof and strike the pans to draw attention.
所以我们应该学习他们传福音的精神。
And so we must learn from their spirit of preaching the gospel.
你愿意做一粒麦子吗？
Are you willing to be this kernel of wheat?
还是你要把这个麦子握在你自己的生命，握在你的手中呢？
Or do you want to hold this wheat in your hands?
如果不埋下去，永远就是一粒了。
If you don't bury it, then it will always be just one.
在神国里面没有很多的纪念。
And in the kingdom of the Lord, it will not be remembered.
我们再谈一谈我们这个侍奉也要传承。
And let's talk about passing on our servitude.
你知道我们教会的侍奉有一定的规模。
And we have a structure in our servitude.
那就是教会啊，是用神的带领，有长老执事啊，在帮助教会。
And with the guidance of the Lord, there are the deacons and the elders who lead the church.
所以我们这个长职的这种方式啊，带领教帮助神啊，让神带领啊，来用他们来帮助教会啊，这个东西要继续传承下去啊。
And so we must pass on the structure of elders and deacons that will continue to lead the church.
最近有个工人从国外来到美国。
And there was a worker who came from another country.
他问小弟一句话。
And he asked me one question.
那为什么这个教会都没有长老执事呢？
And he asked me why does this church not have elders or deacons?
我们不晓得怎么回答。
We don't know how to answer them.
我们需要有更多的人啊，愿意啊，被案例。
We must have more people who are willing to be ordained.
我们需要案例啊，更多的工人啊，够资格的工人啊，来帮助神的工作。
We must ordain more qualified workers to do the work of the
Lord. 这是一种福气啦哦。
This is a blessing.
被神选到的不要问为什么是我。
And those who are chosen by the Lord.
我不要这样的一个态度。
And we shouldn't ask why me. I do not want to do this.
因为神常常要用职分啊来工作。
And because the Lord will often use these positions to do His work.
所以我们长老执事啊，不要到这一代完了就没有了。
And so our deacons and elders shouldn't end with this generation.
这些人啊，那再来就没有人来继承，那这个教会的工作怎么继续下去呢？
If no one else takes over the positions, then how can the work of the church continue?
叫那些全职的出去，要怎么放心地方教会呢？
And when the preachers go out to work, how can they not worry about their local church?
所以啊，我们呢要注重这样的传承。
And so we must emphasize this passing on of the positions.
当然在这个被案例之前呢，有很多的挫折要克服。
And before they're ordained, there are many challenges they must overcome.
求主耶稣也给我们勇气来承担。
We must ask the Lord to give us the courage to bear these.
教会的侍奉啊，也有一定的规矩。
And there is a certain order in serving the Lord.
我们来看提摩太前书三章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
我们要把圣经上治理教会的精神要传下去。
We must pass on the spirit of organizing the church.
我们不要用仁义来治理教会。
We shouldn't run the church with the will of man.
也不要用外教会他们行得通的方法，觉得真耶稣教会这样做也可以行得通。
And we shouldn't take the way of the other churches and try to run them in the true church.
提摩太前书三章的十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中应当怎样行。
And if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's house.
这家是永生神的教会。
And this is the church of the living God.
真理的柱石跟根基啊。
And the pillar and foundation of truth.
我们现在知道在神的教会要怎么行吗？
Do we know how to conduct ourselves in the church?
世界上有很多的教会。
There are many churches in this world.
他们不一定是永生神的家了。
They may not be the house of the living God.
所以有时候我们很担心。
So sometimes we will worry.
有时候听到啊，有一些年轻人啊，接掌职务会之后。
And we hear some youths after they are chosen to the church council.
啊，他们不晓得教会应该怎么治理啊。
They don't know how to run the church.
他们凡事讲究一个字，就是效率。
And they often emphasize one word, and that is efficiency.
不是效率不好，效率是好的。
And efficiency is good.
但是当你光讲效率而缺乏爱的时候呢，你已经把教会当成公司在 run， 不是当成家在 run 了。
And if you only emphasize efficiency and not love, then you're running this like a company.
那教会这么多老人家。
And there are many elders in the church.
你一直讲究效率，没有办法，这个你已经没有家的精神了。只有讲究效率，已经没有家的精神了。
If you only talk about efficiency, then you have lost the spirit of a family.
所以真的教会治理真的有一套方法。
And so there is a certain way to run the church.
感谢主啊，我们的教会越来越知道这样才是对的啦。
And we thank the Lord that our church knows what is right.
你看啊，那个外教会啊，他们啊租那个体育场。
And we see that the other churches, they will rent the stadiums.
很多人在聚会。
There are many people who come to their service.
你仔细观察。
But if you observe.
真的，那大部分都是靠口才在吸引人。
And many of them only attract people with their eloquence.
靠那个 emotional high 在吸引人，那个音乐啊，唱到你那个情绪高昂在吸引人。
And they only attract people with their emotions and the music.
我们绝对不可以让情绪代替灵性啊。
And we cannot allow emotion to take over spirituality.
这耶稣要从以前到现在，我们都是用两种事情在带领教会。
And from the beginning to now, there's only two things we led the church.
就是神的话跟神的灵。
And that is the word and the spirit of the Lord.
讲到灵里的深处啊。
And if we talk about the depths of the spirit,
不怕人不来了。
And we will not be afraid of the people not.
耶稣说：“我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。”
The Lord Jesus says, "My flesh is good for food, and my blood is good for drink."
大家都离开他了。
And everyone left him.
耶稣还问你们也要走吗？
And the Lord Jesus asked, "Are you also leaving?"
所以耶稣在传福音一段时间，他并不因为要吸引人，所以只有谈这些就是谈人爱听的而已啦。
And so the Lord Jesus did not only talk about what the people like to hear to attract others.
所以今天呢，我们真的要进到灵的深处。
And so we must enter into the depths of the spirit.
进到话语的深处啊。
And to go enter into the depths of the truth.
这是创世的力量。
And this is the power of creation.
这是今天我们建立教会的力量。
This is the power to establish the church.
我们要把侍奉的精神啊，要继续传承下去。
We must pass on our servitude.
今天在教会里面，我们要注重经验的传承。
We must also emphasize the passing of our experience.
我们看提摩太前书一章一节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
你看到教会里面呢，他们做圣工，常常可以老少同工。
And we see that in the church, many of them can.Older and younger generation can work together.
我们看提摩太前书一章一节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
奉我们救主神和我们盼望耶稣基督耶稣之命，做基督使徒保罗。第二节。
Verse 2.
写信给那因主做我儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠平安从父神我们主耶稣基督归你们。这边提摩太被保罗称为是儿子。
And here, Timothy is called the son of Paul.
他们呢，感情非常的非常的亲密。
And they have a very close relationship.
他们常常在一起提名，一起写信，一起关怀教会。
They often come together to care about the church.
所以今天我们要老少同工，老的可以把经验传给少的。
And so today, the older generation must work together with the younger, so the experience.
我们年轻人也乐意啊，要跟这些老一辈来一起同工，一起来学习。
And the younger generation must be willing to work with the older generation.
真的，有时候经验啊，可以给我们很多的造就。
And oftentimes, the experience can benefit us a lot.
以前我不太懂啊。
And in the past, I do not understand this.
以前小弟在社会上一家银行工作的时候。
In the past, when I was working in a bank.
小弟是做这个。股票承销的生意啊，有时候要出去找客人啊，哦，股票签证啊，哦，签证股票。
And I am in the stock investment, so I often need to go out and find customers.
那刚开始啊，公司给我一个assign一个老经验的师傅啊，带我啊。
And in the beginning, the company assigned a more experienced sales to lead me.
我心里就想。
And I thought to myself,
跟这个老师傅出去做的业绩都是归他，不归我。
And if I go out with this more experienced sales, all of the business will be his.
做了一个礼拜，我就跟老板讲说，我不要他了。
And after a week, I told my boss, I don't want to follow him.
我要自己闯。
I want to do it myself.
其实啊，这个都是自己很吃亏的一方面，不懂。
This is actually putting myself at a disadvantage.
现在我当传道啊，我真的看得比较清楚。
And now being a preacher, I could see this more clearly.
我第一次跟一个老传道出去做圣工。
And the first time I went out to work with a more experienced pastor.
刚好有一个人护鬼。
And there was one who was possessed by demons.
我吓死了，我这辈子从来没有赶过鬼。
I was very afraid because I've never seen a demon before.
我就看他怎么赶鬼。
And I looked at how he cast out the demons.
他教我一个重点。
And he taught me a very important thing.
你不要一下哦，然后祷告又突然很大声，然后祷告到没有力量工作了，这样不对哦。
And you shouldn't be so afraid that you pray very loudly and then you have no more
strength. 那个力量跟声音没有关系了哦。
And the strength had nothing to do with
the voice. 用心里的力量祷告才能够持久，因为这是比较长久的战争。
And you must pray with the voice of your heart so that you can last longer.
他说你要出偶像要小心哦，因为他每次啊常常出偶像的时候啊。不谨慎啊，常常会打到自己的手啊。
And he said that when you're casting out demons, you must be careful because sometimes you hit your own hand.
他说这个不是不小心哦，这个不是不小心而已哦。
And he said this is not just a carelessness.
所以你要小心啊。
So you must be careful.
果然他那一次，我就在旁边看他怎么出的。果然他又打到自己的手。
And I observed him on how he cast out demons, and he did indeed hit his own hand.
所以很多事情我们要学习。
And so there are many things that we need to learn.
老的要愿意啊，教分享经验；年轻人愿意啊，虚心学习。
And the older ones must be willing to share, and the younger must be willing to learn.
要懂得啊，师徒相授啊。
And we must learn we need to learn from one another.
我们来看老师跟学生啊要老师要懂得传授学生啊。
And the teacher must
把经验传授下去。
Must know how to pass on his experience to his student.
我们看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
这是记载主耶稣在差遣七十个人。
And here records the Lord sending out the 70.
你看主耶稣在用人在这些年轻的一代主耶稣给他们出去之前交代很多的经验你出去要怎么做。
And before the Lord sent out this younger generation, he gave them a lot of his experience and taught them what to do.
那十七节这七十个人就回来了，很高兴啊，说哇，感谢主耶稣啊，那个连鬼都服我们了。
And in verse 17, the 72 came back with joy that the demons even submit to them.
那这个老师警告他们，你们要小心，我看到撒旦从天上坠落下来，他们也是以前也是光明的天使很会服事的哦。
And the Lord Jesus said that he saw the Satan.Falling like a lightning from heaven.
所以要因为你们的名字记在天上欢喜，不要因为鬼服了你们就高兴。
And you should be joyful because your name is recorded in heaven, not because the demons submit.
所以主耶稣在事前、在事后都把他的经验把他重要的事情传授给他的门徒、学生。
And so the Lord Jesus gave his experience before and after the event.
所以今天我们看到我们在做服事神像比如说我们 TTP 他实习的时候，我们都 assign 一个 mentor。一个真的一个比较有经验的老传道要看着他他们可以有互动有互动可以一起祷告一起讨论。
And so today, even the TTP program, and during the internship, we always assign a mentor so they can pray together and interact with one another.
教会有很多好的宝贵的经验。
And in the church are many good and precious experiences.
神是不变的神。
The Lord will not change.
接近他有方法的。
And there is a way to draw close to him.
我们要了解他的心意。
We must understand his will.
我们要从老一辈的来学习。
We must learn from the older generation.
所以我们盼望每一个工人呢，能够继续注意传承的工作。
And so we hope that every worker can remember to pass on to the next generation.
我们可以传承我们的生命。
We can pass on our life.
传承我们的信仰。
Can pass on our faith.
传承我们的真理。
Pass on our truth.
传承我们的福音。
Pass on our gospel.
传承我们的侍奉。
Pass on our servitude.
传承我们的经验。
And pass on our experience.
愿主耶稣继续带领祝福我们的教会。
May the Lord continue to guide and bless our church.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymns.
415首。
415。
Yeah.